Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What's it like to give back to a place where you've received so much? Our guest today represents all those who've been blessed by God and given unique opportunities. And yet when they are given the chance to turn things around and bless others in return, they don't hesitate to do it. In fact, they do it with a willing heart, a joyous heart, and with great dedication. While attending Kamehameha schools, he focused on his sports and his academics and worked hard at being the best athlete he could be. Football and basketball were the main sports in his life growing up. In high school, he also ran track and was on the sailing team. Eventually, his hard work and determination paid off when he was able to walk on to the University of Hawaii football and basketball teams. He played football for 3 years and basketball for 1 year. He graduated from the University of Hawaii at Manoa and returned to his high school alma mater as an assistant football coach for the Kamehameha Warriors. We pause at the beginning of our show, before I actually let you know who this is, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life program is to lead you to Jesus Christ. There isn't any one of us that at some point in our lives we hit bumps along the way. Sometimes we hit what are considered roadblocks. Sometimes we are literally caught by surprise by things that could very easily devastate us, certainly have devastated others, and could cause us to implode. Life is hard. But Christ, in the middle of the difficulty, in the middle of the pain, and even our confusion, Christ can bring a sense of order and peace beyond anything that could be conjured up, developed, manufactured by our own will and by our own abilities. It's supernatural. But here's the thing. Everyone who listens today, and that includes you, can experience what it means to have a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Christ died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on the cross over 2,000 years ago, so that by faith in him, his sacrifice on our behalf, and the blessings and the reality of all of that, the forgiveness, the new life, becomes ours by faith in Jesus. He who shed his blood was buried and rose again. So the living Christ today calls you in the middle of your moment. And he says, I love you. You can know me. Open your heart to me, the Lord Jesus would say. Would you do it? Raiken Kainoa Koichi Inos was raised in Aiea and Kalihi by his loving grandmother and his parents. Raised as a Christian, he's done his best to hold true to those values. He attended Christian schools all his life, which helped educate him with regard to his faith and its importance. He attended Grace Bible, Waialani Judd Nazarene, and in the seventh grade was accepted into Kamehameha Schools Kapalama, where he graduated. And Raiken is here in studio with me now. Raiken, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me over here.
So I mentioned Aiea and Kalihi, those places that you were raised. What was it like growing up? I know you're an athlete. What was it like growing up in those areas, and how did it relate to your burgeoning sports career?
Well, when I was younger, as you said, I was raised in Kalihi. So we would practice every day at Kalakaua District Park. I was there literally from 3 o'clock to about 6, 6:30, playing basketball, flag football, baseball, any type of sport, I was there. I was blessed because my grandma would always take me there every day earlier, and we would see all the kids from the housing come down, no more slipper, no t-shirts, just pretty much just shorts, all dirt on their feet, and my grandma would always bring food for them, and we were able to share food with them from the time elementary all the way until middle school until I stopped playing. So it was a good experience raising in Killeen, being able to see all the kids from the housing.
Well, and you're growing up with somewhat of a, you know, a bit of a contrast, we could say, going to Christian schools, Grace Bible, Walani Judd, that environment. So obviously, you know, people care enough about you to pay and to give you that opportunity, and then to be there at you know, Kalakaua Park and to develop relationships like that. What lessons did you learn about friendship, about teamwork during your time there at, as a young man, young boy?
Well, obviously in athletics, you know, I was able to learn the whole aspect of teamwork. But what really I learned over there was counting your blessings, knowing that some children aren't as privileged as other children are. And I found out that very quickly. We were probably in sixth grade, and we would have potlucks afterwards, and most of the kids weren't able to bring any food. And as a child, you were kind of confused because other teams were having the full 3 tables worth of food, pretty much everything, and we had the canned juice with maybe a sandwich or chips or like a little snack. And just understanding, like how you said, I went to a private school during the day, but in the afternoon I would have, you know, we'd have like a less thing. So just the fact of being grateful for everything that we have.
I think that's the point you make there. We're talking about a deep value. It's a biblical, godly value. How did it make you feel, this feeling of gratitude in the midst of what would be considered a little bit of confusion?
Well, I knew that once I was able to get out in sixth grade, in seventh grade, actually, I went to Columbia Schools. But once I knew I was going to get out of Kalakaua, I knew that I wanted the children who were underprivileged to be privileged. I want them to have the same things that other kids had. What they didn't have, I wanted them to have. So my goal was to be able to come back, do well, and give back at the same time.
So this was instilled in you. You realized, you were cognizant of it in elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you have had a sense of responsibility for the opportunities that you were given. You mentioned grandma, but I'll just ask it more in a general sense. But who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
My mother. She was always there for me, driving me to practice, picking me up from practice. But more importantly, like you said, she instilled a lot of character into me. Hard work, dedication, commitment, respect. She placed a big thing on schoolwork. You know, I just remember spelling books being thrown at my face. She'd get so upset only because she wanted me to understand that she sacrificed a lot for me to go to a good private school, and then being at the same time able to participate in sports in the afternoon. And I think that's why my character now reflects off what she's done for me. So, yeah.
You think about mom. What? Give me an example. Give us an example of something that comes to mind that is an indelible impression that you will take with you the rest of your life in terms of a lesson that you've learned from her?
That's a good if I had to take one thing from my mom, would just be never to give up in anything. If you're going to do something, do it all the way. Do not live with regrets. So pretty much, yeah, like I said, just don't give up. Just keep on going.
Well, you have displayed that in your life, in your athletic career. You have experienced the highs, high highs, mm-hmm. and the low lows. Mm-hmm. Your prowess is reputable, and yet very often it's those trying times, those mm-hmm. unexpected disappointments that come about in our life that teach us the most. I see you there nodding your head, and perhaps as you're listening today, there is some level of resonance in your own heart because you want to hear what he went through and how he was able to stick with things and stick with his calling, stick with what he felt God wanted him to do. But you know, it's always much more difficult than just saying it in words. Because we're emotional beings, aren't we? And there's a lot that goes into it. When we come back from our break, you'll hear the story of Ryken Enos, from the man himself, who experienced a few setbacks along the way. The setbacks, however, made him a better man, a deeper man, one with more compassion, understanding, insight, those intrinsic values that are invaluable, things that are available to you too. And sometimes it's right now, in those moments where we don't know how to get out, we don't know what to do, we've got our back against the wall. God is there to elevate us like we've never known before. When we come back, more from Ryken Enos. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. You're listening. listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, we're in the middle of football season, and you know, there's nothing like it. People in Hawaii and, of course, across the United States are excited. And I say that because I think I represent a large number. You could call it a subculture, but I think it's even grown beyond that. I mean, there's just a hype. There's an excitement, especially in certain states like Hawaii where, you know, football is a big, big, big deal at all levels. And, well, our guest today knows all about that as a player, as a collegiate athlete. He knows what it's like to be a star player. He also knows what it's like to see other aspects of the game that has really challenged him. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with Ryken Enos. Ryken played for the University of Hawaii football team. He's also a basketball player who has excelled. A man of tremendous gifts and a great deal of training, but a compassionate, loving heart. If you're tuning in right now, you certainly want to hear the first part of the program. You can get it in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get the podcast for free. And I would say, as you listen to it, think of someone else that you know would be blessed by listening to it and send it to them. We have other resources there, again, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Well, Ryken, you are an assistant coach, coaching the defensive backs, the DBs there at Kamehameha Schools. This is a sort of a milestone year, a momentous year in many respects. What was it that called you back to, that got you to go back to the school that you grew up and played at to coach?
Well, Kamehameha Schools offered me a lot of opportunities as I was going there, provided me with education as well as athletics. And growing up, I had a lot of coaches that impacted me from middle school to varsity. And I seen what they gave me and what they're able to share with me. And it was already knew that once I was done completing my career as a player, my first thing I wanted to do was to come back and give back to Kamehameha Schools for what they've given me.
Now, it's a great school, and you had some stellar years there. But as we talk about this, your athletic accomplishments in high school, let's step aside for a while and talk about that in relation to your faith. You grew up in Christian school, Christian home. Sometimes people feel like, well, that's all I've known. I'm kind of, maybe in a way, maybe forced or expected to be a Christian. When did your faith become your own?
My faith would probably, I mean, I went to school from kindergarten all the way up in a Christian school. My faith was probably, and I probably had a relationship with God in my junior year at Kamehameha. My mom would drop me off every day. Maybe about 5 minutes from our campus, I mean, from the high school campus, and I would walk to school, and that's when I have like a quiet moment that I would walk across our chapel, and I would just talk to the Lord, tell him hi, tell him thank you, maybe pray for other people, pray for myself, just having that time with God really helped me become a better person. Like you said, my years over there as far as athletics were at its high. Junior, senior year, everything was flowing. It was like a natural high for me. Not knowing that the reasoning why I was such at a natural high was because of the relationship with God. And once I went to college, I kind of loss of my relationship with God, and that's when things wouldn't click as well as I wanted it to be or as I expected it to be, coming off of a all-state career at a big school, thinking it would be the same at UH, but that didn't work out as the way it was planned.
It sounds like an eye-opening, heart-wrenching moment. How did it impact you? What happened?
I walked on my first year at UH as a defensive back. At the end of the season, they cut me from the team. I was really down. I was, like, really depressed. Didn't want to play football no more. But my mom instilled in me, like I said, do not quit. Keep on pushing. Keep pushing. I did that. I trained all summer. Played again 1 year. Went into my second year. Then they cut me again. So that's the second time I was cut from the football team in 2 years. Again, she instilled, don't quit. So instead of football, I started training for basketball at UH as well. So I started training for both, two sports. But it was very hard because I would train so hard every day. But at the same time, I had no idea if I was ever going to make a team again. So I was pretty much just training for myself, not knowing if I was on a team. But there's no other way I would have thought. I just needed to keep on trying, keep on trying. And then with my mom's help, giving me all these scriptures that I had no idea why she's doing it to me, helped me make the basketball team as well. So after that season at playing basketball, I left the basketball team, went back to play football at UH again, and was able to earn a full ride scholarship after being cut three times from football and one time from basketball left.
So you talk about highs and lows.
Yeah.
There's a definite contrast going from the top to the bottom and then back. I mean, which you talk about a full ride scholarship. What lessons did you learn about the Lord and his relationship with you and yours with him during that time?
Well, like I said, coming out of high school into college, I guess I was more selfish. I didn't really have that relationship with God. I was just so focused on trying to make the team, trying to do well. And at that time, it wasn't the Lord's plan to just give me that, I guess, give me that right to do well in sports. He wanted me to understand, like, I need him in order to work through. So, I don't know, I guess having that wake-up call, seeing that without God, I can't do anything.
Most people would start to reconsider whether or not they've missed their calling, are aiming at the wrong thing after they get cut the first time. And then, but you mustered up the courage and the will, and you know, obviously you mentioned the way that the Lord has worked. You went back again the second time,
right?
With the same result.
Yeah.
And most people would be even more demoralized. It would be an affirmation, a confirmation that, yes, you aren't supposed to be doing this. Mm-hmm. But then you go again the third time. Did you develop, in your stick-to-itiveness, did you develop better in skill? Or was it a change of character? Or did your attitude change through the process? What was it that happened on the inside?
It was definitely probably my attitude. I mean, skill-wise, I've always been a type. I'm always working hard, doing the extra work. But coming out of high school, I was able to help children with special needs every week with this guy named Nate Dudois. We would take children with autism, troubled kids, special needs kids to a park, and they would train. We would help them train simple skills, running, jumping, catching the ball, throwing the ball. And these children would never play a sport, an organized sport, not even for their high school. These children have special needs. You know, they can't talk, they can't walk, some can't hear, but they don't quit. They're not having that bad attitude or like, I'm never going to be able to play football, so why am I going to train for football? You know, and working with their children, most people think that, you know, I'm able to give back to them, teach them skills. But in return, it was mind blowing that they were the ones that helped me push myself to make it. Because like I said, they're never going to play a sport. And it would be selfish on my part to quit after being cut twice from a football team. You know, that just knowing that they were out there giving their 100%, why can't I do it?
Rykin, you're a pensive man, contemplative. You from early on, you were already sensing as a sixth grader, hey, if I ever get a chance, you know, I'm gonna make the most of my opportunity so that I can give back. To, in fact, that would be a great title for this feature, giving back. So you can give back to kids like friends, your friends at Kalakaua. And even now, you know, the way that you're processing, how describing how you process the thoughts of the children with autism that you're helping, and I can't imagine really how many would have just given up, but you didn't. And the reason why, I guess one of the reasons why you didn't, is maybe because you can be on this program today as part of it to share what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And look at you now. Look at how the Lord is using you as a coach, as a substitute teacher there at Kamehameha Schools and at Hawaii Baptist Academy. But it's the depth of character. That's sweet. That's wonderful. Rykin, how long have you worked with these children with autism?
Since 2007. That was my first day I went there. I was scared. I had no idea what was going through my mind. I knew that helping these children would help them. That was my main goal. But like I said, after being cut from all these teams, I would go back. I would get cut. So I got cut on like a Tuesday. That same day, I went back to help the kids. And I was very down, depressed. And seeing their look on their face with that huge smile, that huge, come on, let's go, kind of attitude, 100% attitude, no negative, nothing bothers them. And that's what I am so blessed to have, that opportunity, that skill to have as character. And that's what helped my character build, was those children that helped me grow.
Now you're doing it with those children and with some other older young people, football players at the school. What's it like coaching on the high school level? At a powerhouse program.
Well, I try to bring the whole attitude of what I live by is never giving up. I understand these kids because I was in their shoes before. I understand that, you know, sometimes they have bad days at school. Sometimes they have, you know, this is not their day. I understand how it feels to be first string, being demoted, second string, third string. I understand how it goes, that the child is going to be down and depressed. And that's why I feel like I'm in the right position as a coach, not so much as a football aspect, but I'm able to develop them to have better character, you know, not giving up, understanding that there's always a reason that what happens. We're definitely not going to know. You know, God's the only one that knows. But I have to try to instill that in them, knowing that, all right, you're second string now, but what can you learn on this field and on off the field that will help you grow in the future? And that's why coaching at Kamehameha is just a perfect opportunity for me to share it with them.
How have the boys responded to some of your experiences?
Well, the icebreaker for me is I tell them, they ask me, well, coach, you went to play at UH, how was it? I was like, well, let me just tell you something. I was cut 3 times. They're like, 3 times? I was like, yep, 3 times. I'm like, wow, coach, why? I was just like, you know, it's a hard sport to play. I'll give them the reason. I'll tell them what kind of things we needed to do. But I told them at the end of the day, I'm not gonna give up. You know, and then I share with them the stories, how the children, other children's impacted me, you know, giving back to them countered, and then they gave back more to me. And I kind of see the eyes are opening, you know, they're kind of understanding, like, wow, you know, life's not easy. But my whole thing for them is to plant that seed, that knowing that life will be better. You know, life's not easy, but it could be better. It will be better.
That's a great reminder today for you, our dear listener, our friend, that life will be better. In case you're at a tough spot right now, life will be better by the grace of God. And Riken is all talking not just to young people. He's speaking to me. He's speaking to you about how we face the adversities of our lives. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, more from Riken Enos, a man who is coaching the strong, tough, courageous, gutsy young men in the sport of football there at Kamehameha Schools. And he is also working with children with autism who probably would never play a down of football, but have inspired him in such a profound way. God has used that to propel him to the things that he's doing today. A powerful testimony of inspiration, and more from Riken Enos when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You know, there are a lot of lessons that we learn in life, but we can learn it cognitively. We can be aware of it. We can process it in our minds. You can agree about it. You can argue about it. But a real lesson is not all that valuable until it permeates our life, meaning that it somehow works its way down into our heart. Our hearts are changed. Our attitudes change. Our will is energized by the power and the grace of God. And we begin to change and do things that we might not have ever thought we had the strength to do because things were so adverse. Well, if you've ever been there, and I think we all have, and some of us are, you're in the right place today, and you're listening to the right program because our guest knows what it's like. The Lord has been gracious to teach him these things in the earlier part of his life, and the things that God is using him to do beyond that is extremely valuable. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm speaking of Reikin Enos. Reikin is a coach. He's been a collegiate athlete. He also knows what it's like to be an all-state athlete 1 year and get cut the next year, and to try again and to get cut again, and to try and get cut in his collegiate athletic career numerous times, and then to make the team and to earn a full ride scholarship. To find out more about our program and other resources, you can get this show in its entirety and other resources. Maybe as you hear about his relationship with Christ, it piques your curiosity, it stirs your heart, you want to know, what does it mean? And how do I have a relationship with God? What does it mean to receive Christ into my heart? Maybe you go to church, maybe you don't go to church, maybe you're an infrequent visitor, maybe you have not gone before. Maybe you might be listening and you have been raised with a different faith background. Well, go to goodlifehawaii.com. We have a feature there that we produce called Get to Know Jesus. Go ahead and check that out. And stay in contact there at danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. Reikin, you can speak to me, you can speak to somebody. Maybe somebody's driving home, maybe they're sitting in their mom or dad's car, and they just got cut from trying out from a team. Maybe they're depressed. They don't even know how to describe their emotions, but they're depressed. The disappointment has plunged them into this state of mind, state of heart. Maybe somebody just got fired. Or got looked over for a raise. Maybe because of government shutdown, somebody's not getting a paycheck in the next pay period. What would you say? You've earned the right. What would you say to someone who is facing those difficult moments of life now?
Well, I'll just go back to my college career. And, you know, life is very difficult. Life has lots of lows, very, like, multiple lows. You can kind of go back. I cut 3 times, probably the worst 3 years ever. But just that 1 year of full ride scholarship was probably the greatest thing I've had in college. So as far as when, you know, maybe like in life, not getting a job, getting looked over the raise, you know, we need to understand as a children of God that God does work in mysterious ways. And we will have tough times, tribulations, negatives, lows of lows, whatever you want to call it. We will go through that. But when those things happen, we need to realize, don't look out, don't look down, don't look left and right to blame anybody. Just look up to God. He, like he says in the word, he'll never forsake us. He has all those powerful scriptures, Philippians 4:13, Joshua 1:9. I mean, we can go through the whole entire word and we'll find scriptures that will help us understand why we're going through this. But the main thing that I would share and offer, what I would do, what I have done when I was in these rough times, was go back and read the word. You know, God uses words, and his words are powerful. And surround yourself with people that who has been there with you from day one. Not the people who's at work with you that's just been over there. Not just your friends of friends, but those that truly love you and care about you. Surround yourself with them. Get the positive. Stay high. Get a good, warm heart. From there, you'll be able to see that God gave you this huge bump. And then he gave you a little bump, another huge bump. But in the end of the road, we know that it's gonna be okay. Things will be okay. Because with God, things will always be all right. He knows us.
You have a couple things. If I can distill what you said, read the word. Get into the word. Read the word. And stay in fellowship. Deep, meaningful fellowship. I mean, and you're talking about not just surface stuff, but people that know you and have gone through deep times with you, hard times with you. And so what comes to mind is the dusty Bible on the bookshelf that may even have the plastic wrapped around it, or
spider webs,
and maybe the pages haven't really been turned; they're still stuck together. But go ahead and grab onto it and open. You say, "Well, where do I start?" Well, you know, we often say, "Well, start with the Book of John or the Book of Luke or in the Gospels." Just open it and begin to read. Sometimes it's with that basic level of simplicity. And what it really is, as we open the Word, it's an outward expression of the inward change of heart, where our hearts are now open. God, do you have anything to say to me? I've run out of all my own answers. I'm at my wit's end. Lord, speak to me. Guide me. And I think of that encouragement, Raiken. I've been there myself. There have been times when I've needed to open the Word, and sometimes it might seem very strange, but I'm opening it. Lord, wherever page I land, speak to me. And you know, with an open heart, God could speak to you through the Book of Leviticus or any other book there in the Bible. And something supernatural will happen when our hearts are open. Our situation might not even have changed, but our hearts change. Raiken, lead us in a prayer. Pray for our dear friend, a brother and sister in Christ, someone who is seeking the Lord. Minister to them and pray for them, that the Lord would touch them and move in their life.
All right. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the goods and the bads, the highs and the lows. We just thank you for always being there, no matter where we are. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for giving that you gave us the chance and opportunity to come to you today. We thank you that the word is powerful, and that you gave us the heart to look and listen to what you have to tell us. we understand that not everything is going to be nice and good, but that it'll be sometimes bad and rough. But we understand that you are the one that we need to look to day in, day out, when we have the best days of our lives or when we have the worst days of our lives. You're always there. You'll never forsake us. We pray that if anybody out there is going through rough times, that they'll be touched through me from you. Mm-hmm. We thank you that you're always going to be there for everybody, and that whenever we're feeling down or we have no idea what to do, don't look down, don't look across left to right to other people, but look up towards you, and we'll be fine, just as you said in your word. We pray these things in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, receive that. Reichen, you know, has prayed for you. And the Lord hears the prayers of his children who come with humble hearts. And we pray for you, dear friend, brother or sister in Christ, you who the Lord loves so much. That's one of the most important things we want to remind you, that you are loved. You are known by God. He knows everything, and he loves you. He knows you, and he's the one who is going to give you hope and strength. Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to take a quick break right now when we come back for our final time with Reichen Enos. We'll talk about teamwork. He mentioned fellowship as a very important part. Hey, we all need fellowship. Some of us may be more inclined to thoughtful and maybe in some ways kind of isolated, you know, cave-type dwelling, we might say tongue-in-cheek, guys that don't like to fellowship a whole lot. And others are social creatures. But we all need each other, and we come back. Teamwork, from an athletic perspective, and what it means in our lives. Stay with us. More with Reichen Enos.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
We read about the body of Christ there in 1 Corinthians and how important every part is. We can't function, you know, in an isolated fashion. And yet we live in a culture, in a society where, well, if you're on the billboard, if you're driving on the mainland, you see lots of billboards, or if you're the face in the commercial, you're the main player on the team, then you are more valuable. In other words, if you're the big hand or the face of an organization, how important is that? But what about if you're the baby toe? What about if you're the toenail on the baby toe? How important is that to protect? Well, if you ever, you know, hurt a toe, even your baby toe, you realize that a injured baby toe will cause you to limp. You can't walk straight. No matter how you try to fake it or make like it's okay. We need every single part. So when we talk about teamwork, as our guest today will, in this final segment, I think there are some lessons for us to distill that can make a difference in our lives today. And in light of that, even impact where you are, doing what you're doing, in the place of life that you're in right now, to realize how important that is and how valuable you are in the Lord. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Raikin Enos is my guest. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm glad you're with us today. To find out more about our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. We've got various resources for you there, various types of shows for you to listen to of the topics of your choice. There again at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Raikin, teamwork as an athlete, as a star player, as a collegiate athlete, what would you have to say? What stands out to you when you think about the word teamwork?
Well, like you said, it's a teamwork. So from the best guy on the team to the worst guy on the team is what makes the team. You know, they have the saying, teamwork makes the dream work. With every team, there will be a second string. There'll be a third string. I was blessed to be on the scout team at the University of Hawaii for football. The scout team basically wears a different color jersey. That's a bright jersey, and we are pretty much the live hitting bags. We pretend that we're the opposite team that our team is playing for that day. We run their plays. We do everything. We practice with them, the whole entire team, every day, and we pretty much just get beat up. However, when it's game day comes along, we'll suit up, but we'll play maybe about 10% of the game. And the rest of the guys will play the rest of the game. They'll be on the news that night. They'll be on the newspapers and the magazines, all the publicity and everything. But what really makes the team and see, well, how the players do is how the preparation was in practice for that week. And if us scout players do not prepare them well enough, then it's going to hurt the team come game day on Saturday. And just knowing that that's a whole entire teamwork, a whole entire process, you know, it could just be like the in work, you know, behind the guy's scenes, not so much the guy, the boss that's in charge, but I mean the secretary that's there typing his little sheets out for him so that he'll be ready for the meetings. You know, she'll never get the full on raise or her own business card, but she knows that she was able to help him succeed. And in return, the boss or the face or the star athlete will come back and thank them. And knowing that this is a whole team, it's a team thing.
The baby toe is valuable. The big toe is valuable. The foot, every aspect, using that same biblical analogy. When you've been, you know, in sports, basketball player, football player, How important is teamwork when you lose or when you miss an opportunity? What has teamwork, the dynamic of teamwork, done for you?
We can go, we'll start. When a team loses, you know, a lot of people are down. We're depressed. We feel ashamed. We walk with our heads down. But when that Monday comes along, there's always a few guys, and it's mostly us scout guys, who will bring the team spirit up. Because we just know that without one guy doing well, the team won't do well. It's a whole entire group thing. So, I mean, teamwork has always been an important role on any team. You know, the coaches always harp teamwork, teamwork, play together, play for each other. And that's the basics of being in a team. You know, if you want it to be being on a team is pretty much, you know, you're unselfish. You're going to give before you're going to receive. And that's the basics of being on a team.
We've got about a minute left. Reich, in a parting shot to someone in relation to teamwork and the importance of fellowship in our life today, with what challenge we're facing, how important is teamwork?
Like I said before, we're going to get our ups and downs, more downs than ups. We're going to be faced with challenges, but we want to make sure that we surround ourselves with good people. We want to surround ourselves with people who know us, who truly love us, who has been there for our ups and our downs. With the teamwork, you know you're going to be going in a good direction, and never give up on yourself, never give up on your team, but most importantly, never give up on God. And with those things in mind, life will be bad, but it'll always get better because of God.
A word of encouragement for you from a very special man, a man of courage to come and share the things that he shared, but a man of insight as well, a man whom the Lord has used and continues to use, a man of great compassion. His name is Reichen Enos. Reichen, thank you so much for being here. And today, I hope that you have been encouraged as you've listened to the rare insights given by Reichen Enos. Because you know what? God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. And if the Lord has stirred your heart, you want to partner with us prayerfully and financially, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Proverbs 3 verse 28 says, "Do not say to your neighbor, 'Come back tomorrow and I'll give it to you,' when you already have it with you." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Reichen Enos. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll